Before Stefan dialed the last number, he said that this one's a woman. Well, we should listen to her anyway. Gerald pointed out that if the president can bring a black woman into the cabinet, this might not be a bad thing. So Stefan relented and dialed the number. After greetings, he started asking her questions, and she answered honestly, though she tried to back up every answer with facts and details that made her answer seem like the most plausible choice. She believed it was a woman's right to have an abortion, since the woman is the one who hosts the fetus until it becomes a life on its own. But she also felt that if people were looking to adopt, and doctors can keep premature babies alive well after the first trimester, she had less of a moral argument for late-term abortions. She said that even though she was a woman and in a minority, she didn't believe in laws to assist women or people in minorities with jobs, because people should only be hired on merit and talent, not on the color of their skin or whether they're male or female. She believed taxation was appropriate to keep the society functioning, even though some are unwilling to pay higher taxes while wanting more things done for them. She then pointed out that these same people want to gamble some of their money away at casinos. This made her wonder why gambling is not more prevalent and taxed heavily, so the government could get money for work that needed to be done. Stefan asked her about the military, and she responded by saying that war is always a gruesome thing. People are realizing that now because television cameras are now on the front lines, showing them details of the gore. But one thing she noted when the Gulf War was going on in the early 90s, even though it wasn't technically a war, people use the term war flippantly whenever there's a conflict or invasion now, even though Congress hasn't declared a war since World War II. But what she noted was the staggering ease America had in attacking the Middle East, how casualties were low, and how a lot of amazing technology was used to fight the first Gulf War. This country is filled with amazingly intelligent people, she said, and that intelligence will keep our numbers of injured or killed low when in a battle again. Approaching the end of their interview, Stefan remembered the first prospective employee talking about keeping the government away from religion. He asked her what she thought of the separation of church and state. She pointed out that there is nothing in the Constitution that declares the separation of church and state. But she also knows that there are many people in this country who aren't Christian, who have to deal with Christian holidays and churchgoers imposing their Christian mentality. Then all she heard was silence. She knew this Christian interviewer didn't like her non-Christian answer, so she tried to fill the silence with justification. Since this country is a melting pot, she said, and people have to accommodate different languages of citizens for years, people should also be able to accommodate different religions as well, or even atheism. I see, Stefan said. I'm not saying that Christianity should be out of the government, she said. It's in our government's roots. I know full well that most people who founded this country were Christians. They just didn't want a government-sanctioned religion forced down people's throats. People who complain about the separation of church and state don't have a problem with our money, where every bill and coin says, "In God we trust." Stefan noted her beliefs about the inclusion of religious phrases in money, so he asked about the inclusion of "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, she said. I believed it should have remained there if that was the way it had always been. But then I found out that it hadn't always been that way. From the best I can gather, FDR added "under God" to the pledge to show how us Americans were better than those godless communists. Does that mean we should pull the added phrase out now? She asked. The invocation of religion in Bush's cabinet does make this Middle Eastern attack look more like a holy war, whether or not anyone wants to believe it. But instead of pulling those two words, which would anger a lot of Americans, I don't see why children who are opposed to saying "under God" can't just not say those two words while reciting the pledge and leave it at that. I wouldn't say we should remove those two added words to the pledge, but I also don't see why so many people in America want to search for problems to complain about. If I didn't like something when I was growing up, I didn't try to uproot the system, because the system's often far too powerful to overcome. I just found a way around the problem for myself, and didn't make any waves. We can't get along as a country if everyone is complaining about little details they can just work around. People have different beliefs in this country, and one of our saving graces is that we're allowed those differences to help us thrive. Stefan was coming around to what she was saying, and when he looked up at Gerald, he saw him smirking at the sense in her comments. Well, thank you very much for your opinions in this interview, Stefan finally said. Just out of curiosity, what religion are you? Do you need that? She asked. Well, Stefan was cut off. You're not allowed to hire based on religion, she cut in. We're not, Stefan answered. We've just been talking about religion. That's all. She knew he was expecting her to answer. She panicked. She knew he was a Christian. She knew they wanted a Christian in this job. Everyone in the government has to fit what they see as the perfect American mold. She knew she'd be flat out rejected for a job if she told them she was an atheist. Her mind started reeling. She was born a Catholic, but she learned to think for herself as she grew older, so she knew better. Her morals were very Christian. She was told more than once that she was a good Gnostic Christian. All this flashed through her head in about 1.5 seconds, and she finally answered, I'm a Christian. Oh, Stefan answered, what denomination? Excuse me? She asked to steal herself a little more time. Oh, what denomination? Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Baptist, just wondering what church you went to. She gulped. People have told me I'm a good Gnostic Christian, but I was born a Catholic. Ah, keeping company with the president, Stefan said. No, I'm not a Roman Catholic, but Catholicism does make a good portion of Christianity in this country. They both laughed in agreement as Stefan started to close their interview.